The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Okay, let's do this. Let's get into it for the week ahead. We need your help. And if there's anything you want to send in to us, you can email talk at beat102103.com. Hi, Niall and Show. I've been seeing a guy for nearly 3 months and I really like him. He has a dog he's obsessed with, but I get on with the dog, so it's all good. I have an important family event coming up in a couple of weeks, and I asked him if he'd come as my plus one. He's met most of my family already, so I didn't think it would be a big deal. He told me he can't come on that date as it's his dog's second birthday and he has plans. I was quite shocked, but he said he likes making a fuss of the dog on his birthday. I mean, who even knows their dog's birthday? Lads, do you think he's just making excuses not to come? I've never heard of anything like this before. My friends say he either doesn't want to come or he's weirdly obsessed with the dog and that's a red flag. What do you think?
Oh, God. See, I always think there's two types of people. There's the people that love their pets and adore them, and then there's the not pet people. But she sounds like, you know, she's kind of accepted that this is part of his life, and you know.
And then there's the normal people in between.
No, that's not fair. Are you pointing the finger at me for that? I forgot Lola's birthday, to be honest with you. She was 10 last year. I completely forgot about it. I suppose my initial thought would be you have invited him to a family event, which you have said is really important to you. And he either has genuinely decided that his dog is more important, which probably I would find weird because, don't get me wrong, Lola is very, very important to me, but Lola does not know when her birthday is.
And you could tell her any day it was her birthday and she'd go with it.
I guess that is realistically the way I would have to look at it, because he could really easily turn around to his dog and say, listen, Jack, I'm really sorry, tomorrow's your birthday, but we're not going to celebrate it until the day after. And, you know, hopefully Jack would be okay with that. Whereas you have to accept that, like, you're going out with somebody, and if they ask you to something, you're going out for a few months, like, does he have cold feet? And is this just, a terrible excuse? I don't think I would buy it.
Not buying it, no.
Like, I have no issue with him being really into the dog and, like, caring about the dog, absolutely. But as I said, a dog doesn't know when it's turning a certain age,
you know? Yeah.
So if he is choosing a dog's birthday he's got plans for, like, surely they're like,
what you have,
he hasn't hired a hall with like a bouncy castle and like dog treats.
A good long walk and maybe some special treats on his birthday.
I'm not saying that he can't celebrate the dog's birthday, but if he was choosing the dog over, like, I'd say that there's a red flag either way.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
What do you think?
I do find it quite strange, yeah. I mean, I would not know the exact birthday of my pets. They're cats, you know. They were born in a litter. I don't know what date they were born. I only know roughly when I got them. So, okay, he does know the dog's birthday. And as you said, you could still do a little bit with the dog on the day and go to the event later in the day.
I'm fine with him wanting to celebrate his dog's birthday. I don't think that's particularly weird. I think it's he has used it as an excuse to get out of something which is with humans, and like the humans know when their
birthdays are.
We know that stuff.
Okay, what's your take on this? And if your fella or girlfriend said this to you, I can't come to your big important do because it's the dog's birthday, what would your reaction be?
Got something to say? Text or voice notice right now on WhatsApp 085 1029 103.
Beat Breakfast.
We're getting some dog's birthdays being sent into us now.
Is there actual places that do this?
And now a lot of people think it's madness, I'm afraid. But if you've any thoughts on this, would you put aside other invites, celebrations and events for your pet's birthday? Are they worth it?
Let us decide. Do attach a picture of your pet
if you are
on that side.
Yeah. 085 1029 103. We'll get your thoughts next. Now, some people think this is crazy. Others are saying, no, actually, you know
what?
I get it. We make a fuss ourselves. Let's start with a quick chat with Lorna. Hi, Lorna. How's things?
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Now, yourself and your boyfriend got a wonderful addition to the family, just over a year ago?
Yes, well, we got him last February and he turned one on the 1st of December.
1st of December, okay. And you know that date.
Yeah.
You know that date.
I do, yeah. So I know the date just because it came on his papers. So that's how we know that it was the 1st of December.
So, a couple of questions for you. Obviously, you've sent us a picture of Ralph.
Oh my God.
Niall and I are very much dog people. Like, we adore dogs and cats, but we love dogs. And I was wondering if you could just describe for our listeners Ralph, personality and looks.
So Ralph is a golden retriever. He's actually very white, I think, towards other golden retrievers, but he's just nuts. He's absolutely crazy. But when he was a puppy, my mom taught him how to give hugs. So he actually would like sit down on the ground and put his head on your shoulder and like cuddle into you if you ask him for a cuddle. So he's very affectionate.
If you ask him for a cuddle, he responds with a hug.
Yeah.
What does he do? Does he put the paws around like?
Yeah, well, it depends. Sometimes he'll just like proper cuddle his head into you. Yeah. Sometimes he might put his paw up on you or something. But if you bend down to him, usually he'll respond by cuddling into you in some way.
Oh, he is the perfect dog. I mean, yeah. So
what did we do for his birthday then this year?
So I'm actually in college. So, but luckily his birthday was actually on a Thursday. And I came home early for the day because kind of for my boyfriend, kind of mostly for the dog as well, because they actually share their birthday.
Okay.
So I came home.
They share their birthday.
Yeah, got the balloons on the way home. Didn't actually get my boyfriend a balloon, just got the dog the balloon.
Oh my God.
And came home early for sure. Ralph didn't know what was going on. He was petrified of the balloon. He just cared that I had extra treats in my hand. So we brought him for a nice walk and gave him some cuddles. But then we actually went out and celebrated with the humans for the human birthday.
Okay.
So you found the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
The best of both worlds. Yeah. I found a nice balance.
Yeah.
So Lorna, what about this email that came into us then with the girl who's puzzled because her boyfriend wants to make a fuss and spend the dog's birthday with the dog? What would you say?
I would say maybe, well, like, I love my dog probably more than my boyfriend loves the dog. So I'm kind of the boy in this situation. But I do think you need to find a nice balance. So maybe he could spend like the morning with the dog and then go to the family event or like push the dog's birthday back a day. Because like I said, Ralph hadn't a clue what was going on.
Yeah,
he was just petrified of there was a big massive balloon beside him. So
I was going
to
ask,
have to come first.
Do you think Ralph would have known if you had actually just said December 2nd when it's his birthday and brought the balloon
home? No, I don't think he would have had a clue. I think he was just happy I was home a day early to see him, but he hadn't a clue what day it was.
But it's the fact that you knew, and that's how much you love Ralph. And I suspect, does Ralph have an Instagram page?
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Maybe that's something to look into. Yeah. He's that beautiful.
Listen, Lorna, thanks so much for chatting to us. Have a great day.
Talk
to you.
Have a good one. Bye.
A couple of other quick bits on this. Loads of reaction coming in. Lisa says, this makes me cringe. It's a dog. He should be embarrassed giving excuses like that. My God. Katie says, I'm a crazy dog mom of two shih tzus. I don't think a few hours out of his day would hurt his dog's feelings. It would be understandable if it was a night away, but certainly not a valid excuse. And Mairead says, I don't know when my dog's birthdays are, but I do know a lot of people who celebrate their dog's birthdays. I'm sure all of them would push the dog's birthday to the day before or after for an important event. I mean, if I wanted to celebrate my own birthday, I have to celebrate a different day considering I'm born on Christmas Day, so I think the dog will be fine.
Yes.
And Andre from far away says, he sent us some gorgeous pictures of his beautiful little dog, Peppa. Her birthday's May 16th, 9 this year, and every year we give her an extra treat or 6 on her birthday, but it lasts 10 minutes and then we go about our regular business for the day. I'm with Show on this. The dog, your man is a little bonkers. Peppa is spoiled every no more so on her birthday. Every day no more so on her birthday. Okay, and a couple of the quick voice notes we'll get through on this. Firstly, Pauline was on to us.
I think this poor girl is getting a clear message that she's just...
Oh, sorry.
Where's she gone?
There she gone.
I think this poor girl is getting a clear message that she's just not good enough for this fella. He's a bit of a clown. So my advice is let the dog loose.
Let the dog loose.
Let the dog loose.
Okay, and one more. We got a message in on this as well from Lisa.
Oh, lad, seriously. Can't go because he's celebrating the dog's birthday. Run. That's just absolutely... pathetic. I would be gone. Run. I won't even ask him again. I'd just say, see ya.
He's not having us. Yeah. Pathetic. Just last one. Brenda was onto us on the text. Red flag in capital letters. He's using the dogs an excuse to not have her family think they're a serious item. He's not really into her, only when it suits him. If he really liked her, he'd celebrate the dog's birthday the day before or after and have no girlfriend there also. Oh, sorry, have his girlfriend there also. Nope, he's either not sure he wants to commit to her or he's using her. I'd say get rid, good luck and thanks. Enjoy your relationship with your dog. Wipe your hands, girl. You'll never be number one. Thank you for that. Any final thoughts? Welcome 085 102 9103. Still ahead, new Play Irish track of the week and some beat bangers too.